The bill introduced by Representatives Hill and Terry also has a provision which would preempt states from being able to impose stronger emission standards than federal standards, a problem here in Florida since Governor Charlie Crist recently announced his intent to further curb global warming emissions by adopting a stronger California standard.
Mark Cooper is with the Consumer Federation of America. He said that analysis done by his group confirms his theory that fuel economy is what he referred to as the sweet spot of energy policy.
We find that fuel economy is cash flow neutral. It puts more money in the consumer's pockets by lowering gasoline consumption than it would cost to buy a more fuel-efficient car. It's good for the national economy. It's good for national security. And it is clearly good for the environment. And this is true for all consumers all across the nation, but it's particularly true for a state of Florida, where gasoline consumption population have been growing at twice the national average.
In a State of the Union address back in January, President Bush called for a 4% increase in CAFE standards over the next 10 years. Supporters of the Ed Markey-sponsored legislation say that this bill is exactly what Bush is calling for. Former Delaware Congressman Thomas Evans participated on the conference call. He criticized the competing House bill on CAFE standards, sponsored by Indiana Democrat Barron Hill and Nebraska Republican Lee Terry, saying it could preempt much of what Governor Crist may do in the future when it comes to fuel economy.
If we wanted to do something that was setting a higher standard in Florida, this bill could, their bill, the competing bill, could very easily prevent that. It would permit the federal government to preempt what we do.
But the Hill-Terry bill is definitely the bill for the establishment. On Tuesday, representatives from several manufacturers and car dealer associations came to Washington to show their support for Hill-Terry. That legislation has also gained over 100 co-sponsors within the last week. WMNF inquired of the advocates have checked with Florida's congressional delegation to determine where they stand on the competing pieces of legislation. Martha Collins from the National Environmental Trust says that remains in question with about a week to go before the vote.
A majority of the Florida representatives have not signed on to co-sponsor either bill. So absolutely to follow what Mr. Evans and what Mr. Cooper have been saying, these votes are still very much gettable. A majority of the delegation has not signed on to either of these bills yet.
Former GOP Congressman Thomas Evans urged the advocates to direct their attention to President Bush and away from the powerful House Chairman of the Energy and Commerce Committee, Michigan Democrat John Dingell, who Evans says has always fought increasing CAFE standards.
And in this case, there is such a hue and cry to do something about this issue, to conserve, to develop energy independence, that they are introducing, and they had introduced, the Hill-Terry bill. John Dingell is behind that bill. But I would suggest, since there are a number of Republicans in the state of Florida, that you concentrate some efforts, Mr. Cooper, on the White House, on getting the president to talk to, or his aides, to talk to members of Congress who are Republicans from Florida. That would make a big difference.